This is The Parenting Show with Pita Crispo from chicmama.ca. Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
We watch the children.
Happy Sunday and welcome to The Parenting Show. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca. The countdown is on. The countdown's been on for a while with me, I've got to admit. But we're officially 1 week away from Christmas Eve. And last week, we were talking about getting into the Christmas spirit and holiday gift ideas and trends and giving back. But today, we're it's kind of like a part two to that show. And we're going to talk about events and experiences. And so who knows this city and province better than my guests on the show tonight? And of course, I'm talking about Yashi Murphy from Parenting to Go and Solmaz, our curious little creature. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Good, Pina. Feeling festive.
Are you?
I'm almost there. Listen, life is fast paced, so we got to slow it down a little bit to feel the festive vibes.
I'm in a festive mood, but I haven't done any shopping, but I've gone and done all of the things instead.
You have, like, honestly, Yashi, I've been watching you on social and you're in like this beautiful Christmassy, like igloo. Well, you know, those little domes, I called it an igloo, but the dome, that's what I meant. And you're checking out all these different events and places. But Solmaz, you know what? I saw you checking out something I was very interested in. Some very festive holiday drinks.
Oh yeah, I am all about the festive cocktails, and there are so many in Toronto, and they keep on building every year. So like, I'm just really excited to try out new spots. And I know, Yash, you have like a Christmas bar hop of sorts.
I do. It just happened yesterday, and that was my 12 pubs at Christmas with my friends. We do it annually. It's just a nice way to enjoy some drinks and get in the festive spirits.
Okay, so that's what I want to get into all of this during the show tonight. I want to hear all about it. I want to know where I got to go, what I need to check out this holiday season, adult friendly, kid friendly. So like if we want to pack up the whole family and go, or if we want to call a babysitter, leave the kids back and go and have fun with, you know, the legally aged crew only. I want to know about that. Okay. So where do we start? Okay. So let's start with the fact that this is going to be the last week of school for the kids before holiday break. Right. Which, guys, I don't know about you. We're all mamas here. And our kids vary in age, but still that means the last day of school is the 22nd. And then we got the 23rd, and then it's like Christmas Eve and Christmas, like boom. We don't have any time to like ease into things. Like, don't you think, I know this isn't about what the show is about, but come on, don't you think the school boards should like work with us a little bit here?
Listen, I'm all for the European Christmas. I feel like they have a lot of lead up time and post holiday time as well to just like relax a bit. So I'm hoping, you know, we eventually veer that way. But for now, we will take advantage of all the days that we have and try to enjoy it.
Right. Exactly. The North American like rush.
And the silver lining this year is that we do have that week after New Year's. So it's a good thing and a bad thing. We need to think of things to do when a lot of things may have finished. All the holiday stuff is packed up for the season. But it also means you get to relax and maybe do nothing after Christmas and New Year.
Hey, listen, after that, and I'm thinking if there's nothing to do that's holiday related after the festivities wrap up, this is the perfect time for winter getaways. Just saying, you know, I'm all about those winter getaways. It's time to plan them.
Yeah, you are. You are. So, okay, we'll talk about that as well. But since we're just talking about the fact that school is still on and I'm pissed about that and there's no like lead up to like, you know, just easing into the holiday season, parents, I give you full permission to take your kids out of school and play hooky this week.
Yeah, I double that.
Right?
I'm actually doing that. Yeah, I'm most likely doing that.
Okay. All right. So let's get started. We're starting our holiday season, our holiday like vacation early. All right, so ladies, let's start with like, do we start with Toronto and like, yeah. downtown day things to do? Like, where do, what do we start? Do we start with family? Let's start with the kids.
Let's do it.
Okay. So we have an incredible city. An incredible city with so much to see and do. Where should we kick things off? Does anyone have any favorites?
Yeah. So one of the things I really like to do with the kids during the holidays, leading into the holiday Christmas, is to take them to the various hotels. So we usually, and I'm not talking about a staycation or anything, I'm talking about just going to the hotels. They have like the lobby areas all dolled up. And even if you're looking for free things to do, you can just roam around, look at the Christmas decorations. Like the Fairmont has the whole gingerbread lane. And, you know, there's actual gingerbread bricks. The bricks are made with actual gingerbread, which is fantastic. And there's real icing, what? Things like that. You can go into the Chelsea Hotel and you can meet the Santa Claus there on the weekends. And these are free things to do when, you know, you're trying to budget. But if you can splurge a bit, you can do things. There's always the restaurants at these hotel lobbies. You know, the Shangri-La has a nutcracker afternoon tea. So much. I know you love hotel lobbies just as much as I do.
Oh, I basically live in them. You got to watch out for that gingerbread, the real gingerbread, though. If your kids go for a bite, I mean, like, it does smell amazing. Like, I was tempted when I walked down that gingerbread lane. But when you're at places like the Fairmont, the kids can also, like, check out the tree and play around. And then if you're with a partner or a friend, like, you can also sneak off to the Christmas bar we were just mentioning. The Thirsty Elf is there, and it is fabulous. There's a lineup. Obviously, it's very, very popular, and they don't take reservations, but... I mean, it's a nice thing to slip into with a friend or two and just have a festive drink.
You know, mm-hmm. Yeah, hey, I'm all down for that. Let me tell you, I'm down for that. I'm not even, you know what, Solmaz, I'm going to do that without the kids. I'm not even going to bring them to the tree. I'll bring them to the tree one day and then I'm going to go
separate.
Back.
Okay. I like to combine these.
We know we need this. We need this, right? Especially as parents during the holidays, because we're stressed. We're stressed. It's chaotic. We're trying to, like, you know, figure things out, get things done. So we owe it to ourselves to go and do something without the kids, like have a festive holiday cocktail. But I wanted to touch upon what you were talking about, Yashi, and just like that there's free things to do in the city. And I love that, because talking about stress, us parents, you know, it's not an easy time of year to begin with, but then you throw in just what we're going through financially and everyone is feeling it. So we want to, like, I know that this is like a common thing for parents. You want to make and, you know, have these beautiful moments with your little ones and, you know, give them everything this holiday season, including the experiences. But we're on a budget and the funds sometimes just aren't there. So I love the fact that you're mentioning, you know, free things that we can do throughout this period of time leading up to the holidays and even maybe post. So I want to talk more about that. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto. Yeah!
The snow's coming down. I'm watching it fall.
Welcome back. This is The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca, and I've got two of my favorite ladies joining me, content creators, mamas, and just kick-ass ladies. I'm talking about Solmaz of The Curious Creature and Yashi Murphy from Parenting to Go. We're talking all things to do this holiday season, whether it's with our kids or just like the adults, you know, because we need that. We need that to survive. Am I right, ladies?
It's called a balanced life.
It totally is. But before the break, Ashley, you brought up, you know, visiting hotels. And I love that idea because it doesn't cost anything to enter a hotel lobby and check it out and maybe see Santa there or the Christmas tree, like you were talking about, Soul Mass. Or where was that gingerbread house that we can go and actually eat?
No, you shouldn't eat. You shouldn't eat, Pina.
I want to eat it. Where?
Resist the temptation. It's at the Fairmont Royal York, but please resist the temptation and watch the kids so they don't either. Do not
look. If anyone goes after this show airs and sees a big bite taken out of like the wall or something like that, that is your hint to know Pina was here. So, okay, we're talking about free things to do, things that, or that are really like, you know, there isn't a real spend involved, ladies.
Okay, for me, it's 100% skating.
I knew you were going to say
I am putting on the skates and I am going out there. And I think every family, even if you are, you know, not that great at it, should definitely give it a go because it is really like it's festive. It's lovely. It's wintertime. I mean, we live in Canada. We have a lot of ice and it's free. So try it. I think you and your family will love it, or even just like girlfriends and or whoever you want to hang out with this holiday season. But there's tons of rinks in the city. Some of them are decorated, others are not. You know, you have a whole range of them, but they're open now. So it's a great time to explore through that. And then you can always pair it with something that's low budget, like a small hot chocolate moment, or, you know, like it doesn't have to be a crazy spend to have a great time. And the kids remember those memories. You fall on your butt, they're going to remember that, but in the best way.
So,
you know,
it's true.
Very humbling. And they love learning, seeing you learn new things too. So that's always a great benefit of that.
Okay. So skating for Soul Mass. Yash, are you with the skating or you got some other suggestions?
Well, we definitely try. I attempt to skate every year.
Love it.
I've been attempting since I was 13, but that's a different story. One other thing, which is free to do and indoors. I know you don't love your outdoors as much, Pina.
Oh, I hate it.
It's to actually go to the malls. So we are lucky to have so many malls actually participate and get decorated for the holidays. I live right by the Eaton Center and yes, they redeemed themselves this year. I wasn't a huge fan of their tree for the recent years, but this year there's a whole show. There's, you know, fake snow falling, and it happens daily. There's a donation component that they do to charity as well. And it's free for us. So you know what? You don't have to go into the mall to spend money, but you could still roam around and take in the sights. And hey, if you have to do some holiday shopping, by all means, you know, do that too.
And you kill two birds with one stone. This is also where pulling the kids out of school this week comes in handy because you go and do that during the day. And maybe it's not as crowded as it would be at night, and especially, you know, this coming weekend, because it's the last weekend before Christmas. So you definitely don't want to do it then. So, okay. I like that. And Soul Mass, I'm sorry. Yashi, you have the tree on your Instagram, don't you?
Yeah, I might.
Or was it on stories?
It might be on TikTok. It might be. It's kind of all over the place. But
that's why everyone needs to follow you guys.
I forget what I've shared. You know what? I'm trying.
Yeah, but I saw you there. It could have been on stories, but it looked incredible. It looked amazing. And I love that. Yes. Yeah, so there are a lot of things that we can do. So we mentioned visiting hotels, you know, getting into their lobbies, checking them out. You can actually do like a little, you know how you mentioned your pub crawl? Yashi? But maybe you do like a hotel crawl.
Absolutely.
You spend like, you know, a good chunk of the day or a full day doing that. Maybe you end it off with some skating.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a perfect day.
There you go.
I thought of something else that's also free. The Distillery Winter Village, I think before like 4 o'clock. So if you go during the day. Yeah, we totally forgot about that. But yeah, that is like definitely a highlight for us every year. We've already been 3 times and we will be going more as we get closer to Christmas. It's so nice. Like it's all decked out. There's a tree, cobblestone. There's lots of free freebies. Like we've had multiple chocolates. Like there's different chocolate sponsors. So like they're always handing out something. There's happy elves, Santa, all of it.
And it's so pretty to take pictures at as well. Like the tree is just spectacular there. Yep. So I'm so happy that you mentioned that because a lot of people don't know that you can go to the market there at the distillery and it's free during the day. But if you go in the evening, you know, weekends, then it's a little bit of a different story. You do have to pay to get in, but keep that in mind. Daytime is really pretty. Night.
And you can stay. They don't kick you out. Like, I've gone before at like 3 o'clock and then just stayed. Like, it's not, it's just when you enter. So you can go for a little bit of the daytime and then stay for the evening. Like, it, yeah, they're not tracking you down.
You get the best of both worlds.
Look,
check out Solmaz with these tips. Hey, guys, go in right before they charge you. And then stay and experience the nighttime, which with the lights. Oh my gosh, it's beautiful. I haven't gone yet this year. I want to. Do they still have the countdown?
Yes.
Oh, I love it. That's like one of my favorite things to see at the market. It's all done in lights and it's countdown to Christmas. So it's beautiful.
And it's open this year till the 7th. So you know how we were talking about that week after Christmas and New Year's?
Yeah.
They're open. And if you actually go in the evenings during the weekdays, during that before school week in January, there is, you can go in the evening at no cost as long as it's the weekdays.
Oh,
I thought they changed that. I don't know. Check out the website because they continue to modify it. But I do know there is definitely a free window and that you can go, you know, at whatever time. And
so this week, every day is paid after 4 p.m. So because from the 18th to the 31st, but otherwise it's only on the weekends. So the Friday, Saturday, Sunday after 4 p.m. that it kicks in. So weekdays are open. But yeah, it's great.
And go then early. You grab some hot chocolate or some apple cider, or you even see, this is an adult thing. And I love to do is go in the evening with some friends and then also have dinner while you're there.
So nice. Make sure you make your resos ahead of time because a lot of people have the same idea.
Yes. And that is, I'm so happy that you brought that up. Solmaz, so happy that you brought that up because it is important. Otherwise you are going to be SOL, my friends. So what else?
Guys, when we had this chat last year, I put something on my bucket list, which I'm going to actually do this year. And it's the Wonderland Winterfest thing you guys were raving about.
Oh,
I haven't done it. But I got the tickets. I'm ready. And I need your tips because
I have tickets and I haven't gone ever.
Yay. Okay. Oh, hold on. Then it was Pina who was then someone was telling me I need to do it. So it was Pina. Yes.
So it's my thing to do every year and I've already gone. So we're going to take a break and I'm going to fill you guys in on what to expect this year at Canada's Wonderland Winterfest. This is the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. And I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca.
Welcome back to the Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news, today's talk, 640 Toronto.
We are 1 week away from Christmas Eve, and you are tuned into the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca, and can you tell that I'm excited for Christmas? It is my most favorite time of year. And with me, I am joined by Yashi Murphy from Parenting to Go and Solmaz, our curious creature, both content creators, both mamas, and both know Toronto and the province probably better than anyone else I know. You guys always know what's going on, where to go, what to do, what events are happening. They are my go-to ladies. So I'm like, we need you on the show so we can hit up everything festive this holiday season. But Solmaz, right before the break, you mentioned something. You said you've never been to Winterfest at Wonderland and it is on your bucket list and you are going to go and make it happen this year, right?
Yeah, you influenced me. I literally had it on my this year bucket list and it's happening. I'm going to take my son Luca and it's going to be fabulous.
And Yashi, you like, we were just on a little break right now and you were like, Solmaz, I'm coming with you. So are you guys going together?
I'm going to gatecrash your family outing and bring my kids along with me. And that's just what's going to happen.
The more the merrier. Everyone join. We'll all
meet at Wonderland. I want to go again.
Just come. Let's all go.
That's okay. So
it sounds like you're the guide. So why don't you come and we'll have a Pina's version of Winterfest.
It's so funny because I just said that you guys are my go-tos for things to do and check out and everything. So I'm really excited right now to share Winterfest with all with you two, as well as everyone listening at home that has maybe never been or maybe considering going. Okay, so are we ready? Like I'm gonna fill you guys. I'm really stoked. Can you tell?
Let us know. What happens to Wonderland in the winter? Like, I've never been.
Guys, it transforms into this beautiful winter wonderland, okay? So the minute you are entering in the park, you've got the huge, massive, giant nutcrackers there waiting for you. You walk in. That fountain that, you know, is like right in front of the mountain,
yeah,
transforms into a beautiful skating rink.
Wow.
We can skate.
Yes. You can skate. You can rent your skates or bring your skates, but you can skate there, okay? So skating right there. I know how much you love that, Solmaz. So you're good. You're good, okay? So they've got skating. They have their own little Christmas market that you can go and you can check out. By the way, there's how many millions of lights? I believe it's 7 million lights in the park.
Okay.
So
what are we eating, Pina? Is there like Christmassy foods and drinks?
Oh, well, I'm really happy you asked that. There is. They have like crazy, amazing funnel cakes just for the holidays. So like gingerbread funnel cake, candy cane funnel cake, snowflake funnel cake.
No.
Okay. So all the funnel cakes for the holidays that you could possibly think of. They have hot chocolate stations with regular hot chocolate. Oh, you need to know this. You need to know this.
Is it a boozy hot chocolate?
No.
Tell me they have a station for that, Pina.
Don't worry. I'll get to that in a second. It's not boozy hot chocolate, but just one sec. But the hot chocolate stations, you're going to want to check a few out because a few are different. So you may go to one and they have regular hot chocolate and then candy cane hot chocolate, or you'll go to another one and it's regular hot chocolate or Turtles hot chocolate. So they have different kinds of hot chocolate, right? And you can get the souvenir cups for $14.99. And then all your refills of hot chocolate are included on your visit. Okay. Like I love hot chocolate and I love Winterfest. Okay. Like I should be the ambassador. Okay.
Like it sounds like it. I mean, you even know the tip about the cup. This feels like
yes,
very experienced.
I'm telling you, like, that's a big thing. Like when I go with the kids, we're like, we got to get the cups. And we got to get our hot chocolate. And it's a great way to keep your hands warm while you're walking around. Just saying, okay? You kill two birds with one shot there. But they also have like a candy cane, boutinerie. They have the Marketplace Festive Feast. They have like Beaver Tails there that you can go to. The Jingle Bar.
Ding, ding,
so
ding,
you
ding,
can
ding,
get
ding.
Some like...
Yeah, that's where we're going to be, okay?
That's right. So we'll send the kids with the dads and then we will just hang out at the bar.
Excellent. Are there rides, Pina?
There are rides that you can go on as well. So you can definitely go and check out the rides. There is, you can go and decorate cookies with Mrs. Claus in her kitchen.
Oh,
I'm so excited. That is probably our most favorite activity to do. The kids and I we are always like, we walk in. We usually go in the evening, but I would suggest like doing an afternoon into evening because you're going to want to spend a lot of time there, especially if you want to do like the skating and you want to have some dinner there and you want to do the cookie decorating and the market because it just flies by, right? And I love the fact that they have these like the market you can go inside. So it gives you a chance to warm up. Mrs. Claus's kitchen inside so you can warm up. So there's like a nice balance between in and out. And when you go for the cookie decorating, you can get a big box and there's four gigantic cookies. Or if you just want to decorate one cookie, you can do that. And that is an extra fee, but definitely worth it. And Mrs. Claus comes around and says hello to everyone. And she's adorable.
Can you judge your cookie? Like, is she like making sure it's good for Santa?
You know what? She never really, no, she's like... She never came around and like, you know, critiqued the cookies. Because I think all the kids are doing beautiful cookies. So Mess.
Pina, that's so cute.
But no, there's like, you can go to Candy Cane Lane for the teeny tiny little kids. There's Yuletide Village, the North Pole. You want to go write a letter to Santa? go write a letter to Santa. They supply you with everything. There's so much to do, guys. So definitely, you got to check it out. Plus shows. You can go and check out shows, and in certain parts of the park, you'll have people just doing Christmas carols or drumming. If you need something to get you into the holiday Christmas spirit, I'm telling you, this is it. But I would totally, like, my advice is get there like late afternoon, so you have like a good chunk of time and you can go right to the end, and get the hot chocolate, decorate cookies. And what other, there was something else. Oh, and this also goes till January 6th. So if you can't get it in this week leading up, then, you know, you can check it out after Christmas into New Year's or even just after the new year. Right. Okay. Yeah, so I'm done now.
All the lights, Casa Loma. We forgot to mention Casa Loma, but Christmas at the castle, like that's a tradition.
Yeah. She, did you do that? This year?
I did. I took my parents. We went without the kids, just, you know, my parents and I. I was the child. And we roamed around the castle, and it was all decked up, and there were performances. It was just
so beautiful.
Yeah. But they do also have the holiday lights outside, which Solmaz was talking about. So there are two different activities in Casa Loma. There's the daytime one, where you can roam the castle and see it all decked out. It's magical. Mm-hmm. And then in the evening, there's the lights, holiday lights. Outdoors.
See, I love that. I totally forgot about Casa Loma. I'm so glad you guys brought that up, because there's something about the castle, you know, and seeing it decorated.
It's amazing.
It's so pretty. Can you do dinner in the evening too? Again, reservations, everyone. You're going to want to get those rezos in. Okay, so we've got Casa Loma, we've got Winterfest. We had some like great things to do on a very small budget or no budget at all. What else is happening downtown, or if we want to take a little bit of a drive?
Well, I just came from, speaking of drives, I did a little Christmas getaway to Stratford, Ontario, which is literally the cutest Christmas town ever. And lots going on there. They have a Christmas trail and a chocolate trail where you basically purchase these vouchers and then you go to different stores and you redeem them for amazing gifts. Like, some of them are handmade. There's some really delicious handmade gifts too. And there's also like a brewery stop as well, and a few others on their chocolate trail. So you can combine those. Like, you can do the Christmas trail and the chocolate trail in Stratford. They have cute boutique hotels if you want to make it like an overnighter. We stayed at Hotel Julie. It was lovely. Or you can just go for the day and just roam around and check out all the festive lights and decorations.
And I love that, because it's a bit of a road trip, but it's something you can totally do in a day, drive to and come back. So you have that option. Talking about driving, before we go to our next commercial break, really quickly, you know what else we can do that doesn't cost a thing? Get in the car. Actually came up on the show last week with Josie from the Gigi Sisters. She loves to do this. Get in the car with the fam, with some hot chocolate, and then go around driving and looking at all the Christmas lights.
And the big Santas, the inflatables.
Oh, I love those guys. I love those guys. We're talking all things Christmas holidays. We are talking all things Christmas events, experiences. Don't go anywhere, because we've got more right after the break. This is the Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to The Parenting Show with Pina Crispo from chicmama.ca, Toronto's news. Today's talk, 640 Toronto.
It is the holiday season, and you are tuned in to The Parenting Show right here on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo of chicmama.ca, and I got two of my favorite content creators joining me, and I am talking about Solmaz of The Curious Creature and Yashi Murphy of Parenting To Go. These two ladies are simply amazing, and I love them. And they are fellow mamas as well. So ladies, we're talking about things to do, things to check out during the holiday season, whether it's just like an adult thing, a family thing, we're covering it all and different types of budgets as well, right? So Maz, right before the break, you mentioned going to check out Stratford, whether it's an overnight trip or a day trip. And then that got me thinking, we have so many amazing places that we can drive to and do a day trip, a little day road trip, or even a little overnighter. And we both have a place that we visited, and I visited because of you. You influenced me, Solmaz. And that was in London, Ontario, 100 Kellogg Lane. And did you see what they have, their Christmas market? Like, did you see how spectacular that looks right now?
It looks so good. It's on my list of places to visit. Hopefully I'll get around to it this holiday season, because they always pull out all the stops, like very detail oriented, very festive. And they're just, I just love the vibe.
It is. It looks absolutely amazing. And what I like about that is that you literally go to 100 Kellogg Lane and you can check out the Christmas market, but then they also have the factory, which is, correct me if I'm wrong, but the largest entertainment complex in all of Canada.
Yeah. And it's indoors. So you can like just have fun for the entire day and not even know what time it is as you trampoline, right? And go do all the arcades and golf simulators and all of that.
And yeah, they've got, because they have the clubhouse, so they have tons of food options there. They've got the clubhouse with the golf simulators or the sports simulators.
Mini golf.
Mm-hmm. Mini golf is there. Or you can, hey parents, listen up to this. They have their own brewery, Powerhouse Brewery, and they have Paradigm Distillery. So they have their own distillery too. So, you know, the kids are having fun. You're having a little fun. And next year, this time, they're gonna be the home to the very first Hard Rock Hotel in Canada.
Cannot wait. And then it'll be like, you just won't leave. Like, it's like a Disney World, but like in London.
Yeah, right? And that's not far at all. So like literally you could do this London trip as a day trip, or you can actually stay overnight there to do this with the fam.
Absolutely. So, we also like doing road trips to Blue Mountain. That's another like nice wintry destination with all the village vibes.
And Beaver Tail.
And that's why I took my ski lessons, because I don't know how to ski. So every winter I go and like, teach me to ski, and then I forget.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, actually, I was just thinking of you on my my trip. You guys know I was in France. It was lovely in Val d'Isère, and we did. But I thought of both of you because Club Med actually is an all-inclusive vibe. So like they include ski lifts and lessons. So I know I can see, I can hear the excitement in your voices right now, but really like you don't have to think about any of the details, like all the food's included. They even have childcare, by the way, like side note.
Let's just go there. Forget everything. Right?
I know.
France is far. So like we were in Val d'Isère, but listen, Pina, they have a Club Med in Charlevoix, which is very close to Quebec City. So that one's very doable, I think, for families. And yeah, it includes everything. So like you don't have to think about all the little details for the ski trip and the lessons that will save all of our bums, which it did for me.
Does it also include your own personal like paramedics team? Because I'm going to need that.
Listen, that Club Med, everything's included. No, I'm just joking. I know that obviously no, but you will be just fine because their instructors are amazing, like truly amazing. So I haven't been to the Charlevoix one. It's on my bucket list, but I did think about it when Yash just mentioned the ski lessons, because everywhere I go, I do try to get a ski lesson because I'm like beginner intermediate, but like, it's just really nice to have that. And kids can get it, I think as young as 4. So like get those kids on skis and they'll ski you within an hour. Like Luca did for me.
Kids are so good and they're so quick.
Yeah, I was telling you, we all have low centers of gravity, all 3 of us, because we're short. So like this is really, we're basically like kids on skis. So you just got to get out there and try it. And then, you know, the instructors are there to give you confidence and give you some tips too. But I believe in us. I think we can do it.
I'm happy you brought that up because like we said, the way the holiday break is happening for the kids, we are going to have time with them at home post New Year's. And so what are you going to do with the kids, right? And sometimes those holiday events are over, or you just are like, okay, it's over with. I don't want to do Christmas right now. Like, let's do something else. And maybe it is like a night or two away somewhere. And you mentioned Blue Mountain, you mentioned this resort, but there's so much to do and some so close to home, like Horseshoe Resort. That's in Barrie. You know, you can go skiing, you can go tubing. Guys, you want to go tubing?
Yes, 100%. I'm
We
done.
keep saying it. We
I
gotta
know.
go.
Let's just do it this winter. Let's just do it. Oh, we can go to my hometown of Kitchener-Waterloo. Chicopee Ski Hill apparently has like a really amazing tubing thing. So let's go to my
That's on
hometown.
my list. That's been on my list for a while. So
Done. We're doing a road trip to my own.
we got to do it. Okay, but that's the thing we have to keep in mind too. It's the post-holiday stuff too that we can do with the kids. And you know, not only can we like get away with them in province or doing a staycation in Toronto or something like that, but even if we're thinking about things on a budget, even like movie, like visiting the movies and going to check out a flick with the kids, you know, some popcorn. That's always fun to do. And I actually know a lot of people that will spend Christmas Day doing that. Or like New Year's, which I've never done. And I'm thinking, maybe, you know what? Like that would be a cool little fun tradition to start.
We do New Year's movies, yes.
Oh, see?
Oh, cute. I want to do that. Oh, and Pina, you mentioned tubing. While Chicopee is you have to pay to do that, but in Toronto, once we get snow, which is looking like it's building up, we can go tubing for free here. So you can just literally go on all of
So
our
many
hills.
hills.
So many hills, and it's super fun. I really like Riverdale, as that's like my favorite tubing area, but it's quite a steep hill, so you have to go fast. But we can try there, and if we succeed, all three of us together, and come back in one piece, we can then go to the places that offer larger hills for us to slide down.
Hold on a second. What major hospital is near the park? That's what we need to know. Like, how far are we from the hospital?
In downtown, you're never too far.
There's a nice selection of hospitals that we can frequent if, God forbid, anything should happen. Okay.
Yeah, you
I
gotta
love
stay safe
that.
on those hills, guys.
Oh gosh. So okay, so yeah, so skiing, tubing, movies, there is so much to do. Anything else that you guys can think of that it's like, oh my gosh, we really need to do this holiday season or even just post-holiday season?
Well, I know we touched upon this before, but you know, there's so many Christmas bars in Toronto. Most of them actually do have family-friendly hours. So I just want to mention that because I do enjoy taking my kids for a drink, whether it's alcoholic or not. So some of the Christmas bars do allow kids before 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. during the daytime.
So they're just gonna, you're gonna get your kids all liquored up.
Oh, look, they have hot chocolate and they have, you know, candy cane milk. Really like
Actually,
cute
do you have
stuff.
one that you recommend? I kind of want to take my little guy to one. Yeah.
Yeah, so it depends. If you're doing brunch, I'd say Folly Brew Pub. They've really decorated their place up. If you feel like a Mexican vibe, then Papi Chulo's has done
I
theirs
love
up.
Papi Chulos. That's a great one.
I know so much, you and I, we went with our own friend groups to Java Jingle, but they also allow kids before 9 p.m. So
Ah,
see,
that
I
one has some
love
good Dutch Indonesian food too, so you can make it a whole thing.
Exactly.
And okay, so we spoke about that, but hold on. Now I want to know about the adult cocktails. Okay, so hold on. Yashi, you gave your suggestion for that. Solmaz, where was the place you went to? Was something with an elf, was it? That you went to with like.
Thirsty Elf is in the Fairmont Royal York. There are some new ones. So I'm going to plug two that I really love that are more like winter wonderlandy, not like the like kitschy Christmas sweater vibe, which are both great. One of them is called Nordic, and that one is at the New Well. Like, and then it's a yurt, and it's done by bar chefs. So the cocktails are like premium. Like, you're really going to get the best cocktails, I think, in the city. And then the other one is Holiday Boffy, and that one's at the Park Hyatt Hotel. And again, lots of lights, lots of festive vibes. It's got a cozy energy to it, and really great food at Holiday Boffy as well. So those two are
Okay.
new and they're lovely. I recommend
Okay, so
those.
we got options for the family, and then when we want to abandon our children and go with our friends, we have some options there too. Ladies, I know that you've been putting together so much content over the past few weeks, and there's reels, and there's TikToks, and there's posts. And so where can people find you guys on social and all this amazing content so they can like hit you guys up and actually see what's going on? And then like plan around it. So Solmaz, where can people find you?
The Curious Creature on TikTok and on Instagram. And I have a blog as well. And then just feel free to message me because I can tailor my responses in the direct messages. So if you have something you're looking for specifically for the holidays to celebrate with your friends or family, I'm always happy to throw out some ideas and some solicited or unsolicited opinions.
I love it. And Yashi, what about you?
So I think the easiest place to find me is parentingtogo.ca, where I do have a dedicated article on Christmas things to do with the kids in the city. So that's definitely there. And then of course I'm on social, like Solmaz, feel free to nudge me at Yashianthi, which is Yashianthi.
There we go. Guys, go give them a follow. Check out their amazing content. You will not fall short of things to do this holiday season if you hit these two ladies up and start following them. I'm just going to leave it at that. But that's it for us. That's it for us. The countdown's on. 1 week till Christmas Eve. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me. And thank you for all your tips and advice on the show tonight. I know that I'm going to be taking some of your suggestions and putting them to play. And just happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
We'll keep you posted. We're going to go to Winterfest and we'll let you know how that goes, Pina. And then we'll meet you on the hill to go to tobogganing or tubing.
Yes. Okay. So totally down. And you know what? I may just crash at Winterfest. Just saying.
Yeah.
You may be passing by one of the fire pits and I may just be sitting there with some like, you know, mulled wine.
Hot chocolate.
Just enjoying.
Hot chocolate. In your mug.
I said mulled wine, girl. Come on. But that is it for us. So have a fantastic Sunday evening and we will catch you next time right here on The Parenting Show on 640 Toronto. I'm your host, Pina Crispo, chicmama.ca.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.